From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Pope Francis brings 12 Syrian refugees to Rome from Lesbos, Greece. The Holy See confirmed Saturday that the three Muslim families, including six children, will be housed in the Vatican. Federico Lombardi is a Vatican spokesman.
And the Pope demonstrates in this way that everyone has to engage himself in find solution or try to help to solution for these situations.
Earlier, Pope Francis visited the Moria detention camp in Lesbos. Adults and children broke down in tears at the sprawling fenced complex on the Aegean island, pleading for help after their journey to Europe was cut short. The European Union and Turkey have entered into a controversial deportation deal to end Europe's worst migrant crisis since World War II. Human rights groups say the scheme for dealing with the immigrants does not recognize the inherent dignity of them as human beings, but instead treats them as merchandise that can be traded back and forth. Earlier Saturday, Pope Francis met with U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. The two men had a brief morning exchange at a Vatican guest house where the Pope lives and where Sanders and his wife spent the night. Sanders, who is Jewish, said he was honored to meet the pontiff.
And it was a real honor for me, for my wife and I, to spend some time with him. I think he is one of the extraordinary figures, not only in the world today, but in modern world history.
The Vermont senator was in Rome for a conference on social, economic, and environmental issues. He's returning to the United States to campaign ahead of Tuesday's New York primary. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of traumatized Japanese are spending a third night in evacuation centers as powerful aftershocks rock the southern island of Kyushu. At least 41 people have died and nearly 2,000 have been injured since Thursday as a result of the strongest tremors. The quakes have collapsed buildings and bridges, triggered landslides, and even derailed a bullet train. VOA correspondent Steve Herman says the shallowness of these quakes has led to extra devastation.
The shallow depth of these quakes, magnitude 7.3 and a magnitude 6.4 that happened back on Thursday, about 10 kilometers depth right under populated areas where sometimes we have very large quakes, but they're deep or they're offshore, so they don't do this sort of damage to populated areas.
Early Sunday, rescuers were battling harsh weather in a race to rescue as many as 100 people still trapped or buried under collapsed buildings in Kumamoto Prefecture. Tens of thousands of police, medics, firemen, and self-defense force troops are involved in the rescue and recovery effort, which is being hampered by heavy winds and rain. The quakes have sent more than 90,000 people to evacuation centers at schools and local government buildings. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter has compared the Islamic State to cancer, saying the insurgent group must be destroyed in Iraq and Syria because, quote, that is where the whole thing arose. During a visit to the United Arab Emirates Saturday, Carter said it is vital to have a capable local force in place once Islamic State is defeated, to be sure someone keeps them defeated. Carter will be in the Gulf region for 6 days and will hold talks with Gulf Cooperation Council defense leaders in Saudi Arabia. President Barack Obama travels to Saudi Arabia on Wednesday, where he plans to discuss the fight against Islamic State, the Saudi-led conflict in Yemen, Iran, and regional stability issues. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff is fighting for survival as the Chamber of Deputies is expected to vote Sunday on a motion to impeach her. The opposition has alleged that Rousseff's administration broke the law by shifting government funds to shore up public support in the face of a flagging economy before her re-election in 2014. The 68-year-old Rousseff, an economist by training, has said that such accounting was common practice and insisted she did not commit any crime. And a NASA ground control team on Saturday used a robot arm to unpack an expandable module and attach it to the International Space Station. Its deployment sets the stage for a test of the habitat for astronauts and even tourists. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.